The most important part of their onboarding journey is auditing their data. Can I trust the data that I'm looking at? And so when you're monitoring your UA data, right, you're going to be checking, like, is it the same that it looks like with the reports? And now we understand with the introduction of scan that it's not always going to be 100%. You have to look at the MMP data, the network reported data, and then the model data. And so the same thing with AdMon, like, you want to see, like, okay, what's the mediator reporting versus what is the monetization network reporting? So the Singular solution basically gives you access to all these different data sets so that you have transparency and control over what's being reported across all the different platforms that you're working with to be able to market and monetize your application.
How important is it to include AdMon insights in your mobile growth measurement platform? And can you do it for free? Hello and welcome to Growth Masterminds. My name is John Katsir. MMPs typically tell you that, you know, you've acquired certain users from a certain place, tell you how much they're spending in your app, maybe how much it costs to get them. But ad monetization is generally a bit of a black hole. The problem is, how do you know if you're profitably acquiring users if your primary mode of monetization is advertising, maybe for the vertical your app is in, who knows? And you can't capture that information in the same place that you're capturing all the other information about the new users, new customers that you're acquiring. Well, actually you can, and now you can even do it on Singular's free tier. To chat, Singular product manager, Lisi Gardner. Welcome, Lisi. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. And you are in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Florida somewhere, correct?
That's right.
Awesome. And she's such a trooper. Doesn't have her home office, doesn't have her office, sitting on the floor to give a stable camera vantage point just so that we can have a good show. Thank you so much, Lisi.
No problem.
Awesome. Cool. So, hey, let's dive into all things AdMon. You're the product manager for all that stuff. Now, I mean, clearly, if you can't accurately capture what you're making, it's really hard to do ROAS calculations. It's really hard to do LTV calculations. If you're not capturing your AdMon revenue in your MMP, where are you doing it? How are you doing it?
So yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, we work with a lot of gaming clients, and, you know, what we're trying to do right now is offer a platform that is for the early stage app developers that are trying to get their, you know, like, it's even before they're in the growth stage, maybe they're just starting out, making sure that they have the monetization set up correctly. And what we see more and more these days is that a lot of the gaming clients that are starting up, they usually tend to have either 100% AdMon monetization or a hybrid mix, right? And they're trying to tweak that combination. And so for them, what they're really doing is, like, they're still kind of like testing things out, looking at the data, optimizing. And for them to not have that AdMon piece, it's basically like, you know, shooting in the dark. So it's, we, like, you know, from talking to so many of our clients, talking to so many of our free tier gaming clients, we understand that this is an important part of their data set that they need to have. And so, you know, a lot of times when they start off, maybe they'll be using one mediation platform and keeping it simple. So probably if they don't have the ability to see the full funnel marketing data, where it includes in-app purchase and ad monetization, maybe they're trying to stitch that data together themselves on a very high level by just logging into their mediation platform, pulling the stats there, and then tying it into their marketing data. But as we know, like, for you to properly able to optimize and make improvements, you need to be able to go more granular. And that's where, you know, having the full combo of being able to pull in all your marketing costs and activity and combine it with the AdMon data is critical to be able to do that on a granular level.
So let's say you don't have it in your MP, you don't have it set up, you're going out to your mediation partner, you're going out to any other partners you might have, maybe you're starting to grow and you're getting multiple partners, who knows? It's probably not real time. It's probably not even, it's probably a little bit historical. It's not tied to a cohort. It's not tied to a particular campaign. Really challenging to just kind of throw it all in a big pot, shuffle it up and say, oh, here's my LTV. Okay, so that makes sense. So you're adding AdMon to the free tier. Talk about why. That's been one of the has been one of the differentiators, one of the, maybe, I don't know if I could say crown jewels, but it's been one of the cool things about Singular as an MMP that, you know, you've got AdMon and it's with all of your other monetization. Maybe you do a little bit IAP, maybe you do some other stuff, subscription, whatever it is, but you can put it all together and you can come out with a simplified view of what your ROAS is, what your ROI is, what your LTV is, how they all compare.
Yeah, that's basically, and I think like also the other critical part of this is, you know, for our free tier, you know, it's mostly appealing to those early stage app developers, right? And so usually when you're in that stage, you don't have as sophisticated a setup as, you know, our larger gaming clients or our larger clients in general. And so you have one person that's doing everything, right? So you might be the CEO slash UA guy slash, you know, admon person in the team. And so you want to have all the data available to be able to be making decisions as you go. And so it's really important that, you know, you're able to see the UA activity, understand what's happening on a day-to-day basis with all your users in terms of like, what's the funnel for them to monetize them and to be able to tie it into your marketing data. And on top of that, so we you know, you are basically setting up your AdMon events on the SDK level. And so we receive user level data for every time an ad is watched and we understand the value of that ad being watched as reported by the mediator. So it might be an estimate depending on how the monetization is being done. But we try to like make sure that your data is aligned with whatever the mediator is reporting. And then we also offer an AdMon analytics solution as well. So then you can basically compare that data with what the monetization networks are reporting. And so I mentioned this because what's really important, especially with the clients that are onboarding at the beginning to a new MMP, the most important part of their onboarding journey is auditing their data. Can I trust the data that I'm looking at? And so that's kind of like, I think the beauty of this solution is that, you know, when you're monitoring your UA data, right? You're going to be checking, like, is it the same that it looks like with the reports? And now we understand with the introduction of scan that it's not always going to be 100%. You have to look at the MMP data, the network reported data, and then the model data. And so the same thing with AdMon, like you want to see like, okay, what's the mediator reporting versus what is the monetization network reporting? So the Singular solution basically gives you access to all these different data sets so that you have transparency and control over what's being reported across all the different platforms that you're working with to be able to market and monetize your application.
I have to laugh a little bit internally because we've been talking about this challenge for some time as we've been talking about hybrid attribution, right? What is truth? What is truth in mobile marketing, in mobile measurement and all that stuff? And what we're fully aware of is that last click, the thing that we've always looked at for UA measurement, is at best a partial measure. What we know is that by adding MMM, we get more information. By adding the cost component, we get more information. And in and around all of these things, we arrive at truthiness, something that is good enough for me to move forward, to optimize, to grow, to make decisions. Love it. Having it all in one place is great. I recently chatted with Felix Bradberg, who is an AdMon specialist. He's an AdMon expert, does it for hundreds of clients. And we talked about the shift from hyper-casual, fully dependent on ad monetization, to hybrid casual, where you've got some ad monetization plus some in-app purchases or something like that. And he says, you know, yeah, I know that that's happening. I get that that's happening, but I don't think hyper-casual is dead. I see a ton of hyper-casuals. I see lots of hyper-casuals in the top tiers of what's being most downloaded and all that stuff. Talk to me about that and how important AdMon is for many apps, especially in verticals like hyper-casual.
No, it's critical, right? That's kind of the nature of hyper-casual. It's free-to-play, right? You have users, usually they don't have a very long life cycle in the app. And for you need to make sure that you're monetizing them quickly, not so much with higher value. And so that's where... that's kind of the DNA of hyper-casual games, right? You want to make sure you're optimizing for a short life cycle of a user And that you're doing so in an effective way. And so, you know, when you're starting off with your game, you need to be monitoring your retention rates and your day one, day seven monetization, making sure that you're seeing that ROI that you're hoping to get without affecting too much the retention rate, given that certain KPI you have. Because I think hyper casual understands that they're not going to have the same, you know, day 30 or day 14 or day seven retention rates as some of the other gaming verticals.
Mm-hmm. Makes a ton of sense. Absolutely. And having that all in one place gives you the ability to do it quicker, which is great. Okay, so are all ad networks in the entire world supported, or what is supported? What can you bring in? What revenue can you bring in?
So basically, Singular has integration set up with like the top mediators out there, right? So we have, if you're using AdMob, if you're using Unity ironSource, if you're using AppLovin, whatever mediation platform that you're using, you should be able to basically, in the client side of the SDK, you pass the event, letting us know, okay, an ad impression was served. This is what the mediation is reporting, that it was served at this moment, and this is the estimated value of that revenue. And so once you do that, whatever limitation the mediator has in terms of what networks they're working with, we'll be able to support it. And yeah, so I think we're pretty much covered on all the major players. We still get requests to continuously add more mediation platforms and add more data connectors for the admin analytics piece. But I think all the top players are there. Yeah.
Excellent. Anything new in the platform recently for AdMon? Anything that you've added recently?
We've been optimizing how we serve and report the data for AdMon, which is why we can make it free now available to our free tier. And so basically part of the whole flow of this AdMon component is not just, are we able to ingest the data on the user level, aggregate it and combine it with your marketing data, but we want to make sure that we're posting this postback. We're sending postbacks to the partners of this data, because the same way, you know, you go into our platform and you want to set up in partner configurations what event, post-install event you send to the network so that they can then optimize their serving of the ad, you want to do this with AdMon as well. Now, we have some partners that support this, the ones that are focused, you know, on gaming verticals, but we've heard from other partners where it's problematic for them to ingest this level of volume, because especially with hyper-casual, the volume of ads being served can be quite high. And so, and I think a lot of them also historically were set up to only ingest in-app purchase values. So an in-app purchase could be anywhere, you know, like to $1 to $20 or somewhere in between. And so when we were sending events of ad revenue, you're getting like micro units, right? They had a limitation on their end where they're like, we don't want to receive the scale of volume, and we don't want to receive, you know, like 0.001 of a cent was served, you know? And so we've changed it so that now we're aggregating the events and sending the combination per user instead of per ad served. So other Facebooks that were before being like, so if a user, for example, watches 10 ads in one day or in one session, then maybe that accumulates to $1 per user. We can send that instead of saying like, okay, there's 20 events and here are all the values of the different events, which is less interesting from a UA perspective. What in the end of the day you want to share with your partner is like, hey, this user generated this amount of value from you from watching ads. And so now that we have this ability to batch the events together, and only once they're batched, send them to the partner, it gives our client the ability to be able to send networks like, for example, Facebook, which had a limitation on their end as a minimum of revenue that you can send them. Now they can send this data to Facebook as well. So it's pretty cool that we're saving everybody costs in terms of number of events being sent. And now we're opening doors that before were closed because partners had limitations on their end.
Genius, genius. I could just imagine. I mean, let's say your IAP is $5 or $10 or $20, right? Okay, hey, that's worth a post back. Great, send me a post back. Let me know, right? Absolutely. And then to the hyper casual equivalent or the admon equivalent is probably 1,000 post backs. Maybe it's 5,000 post backs. I'm not even sure, right? Depending on the value of that IAP, right? And some poor ad server here is just, you know, bowing under the weight of all of it.
Yes. It's crazy. Wow. Like, we have some clients that, like, the amount of ad impressions we were getting from them. We want to be able to support that, but you know, without killing everybody and in terms of scale. Yeah.
Yeah. Singular is now DDoSing everybody. Distributed denial of service.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Excellent. Okay, cool. So that's awesome. That's great. And that's why that new efficiency is why you can add Admon to the free tier for Singular. By the way, Singular has a free tier for as an MMP. That may not be a common knowledge, but hey, maybe it will be now. Anything
I feel like
new
you should have shouted that. You shouldn't have whispered that.
That's your job. anything new and exciting coming in the next couple months in the Admon space?
In the admon space, I mean, it's always changing. I think like the only other piece that maybe we're missing to talk about as well is how this ties into scan, right? How are you going to be marketing your iOS apps if you don't have the events to also add them to the conversion model? So that's also the missing kind of component here, right? You want to be able, if you don't have the ability to send these ad revenue events, then how are you going to optimize your scan conversion models without that ad revenue piece? So basically, the way we've set it up is, you know, you can also include these ad revenue events into your conversion models. And so we're making sure that there are no gaps in terms of your marketing strategy, and you have the full solution in terms of UA, seeing that with traditional attribution, seeing that within the scan framework, and being able to audit all the data across all the different activity that you're doing, and of course, pushing that finally into your BI warehouse. So that part isn't available in the free, but we have some updates maybe coming soon, and trying to make sure we can add those eventually for our clients. But it's something that's available in our growth and enterprise tier.
Cool. And by that part not available, you mean the pushing into your BI?
Yes, correct.
Right, which makes sense because if you're just starting out, maybe you don't even have a BI or you have a very rudimentary setup or something like that. You can't process ETL, who knows, right? But you have the data. So just to clarify, the scan piece is not coming. It is available right now.
Correct, yes.
Cool, cool. Very, very cool. Awesome. I think that's it then, Lisi. I want to thank you for taking some time. I know you're traveling. Thank you for making some time while you're in your travels and finding a relatively quiet room to chat for a really better conversation.
Yeah. Thank you for your time, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.